Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the U.S. military Thursday struck a site in Syria used by two Iranian-backed militia groups in response to rocket attacks on American forces in the region. From CNN, up to a handful of militants were killed in the U.S. strikes. The strikes marked the military's first known action under President Joe Biden. Quote, the operation sends an unambiguous message. President Biden will act to protect American coalition personnel. At the same time, we have acted in a deliberate manner that aims to de-escalate the overall situation in both eastern Syria and Iraq. Military action by President Biden.
Well, that's right, David. Biden cannot afford to look like a weakling when it comes to Iran and with some of the other militant groups who will take advantage if they think he is weak. So he has to do what he had to do, and he did it. I'm sure he's not in love with having to do it, but this is a testing period, as the old saying goes, testing one, two, three. And, you know, when you're being tested, you better either respond or give it up. So that's why he's doing what he's doing. Now, there will be many people who don't like it. There'll be people who say, oh, let them do whatever they want to do over there. But you can't let them kill American forces or undermine the security of a region where we've invested millions and billions of dollars to make sure that people are safe. I don't think Biden is in love with having done it, but he did it.
Well, the Senate parliamentarian from the Associated Press this morning has dealt a potentially lethal blow to Democrats' drive to hike the minimum wage, deciding that the cherished progressive goal must fall from the massive COVID-19 relief bill the party is trying to speed through Congress. The finding by Elizabeth McDonough, Chamber's nonpartisan arbiter of its rules, comes as Democrats prepare for House approval today of an initial version of the $1.9 trillion package.
David, I'm not surprised. As you probably remember, Biden was indicating right from the very beginning that while he was for the raise in the minimum wage, he didn't think it was going to survive. And sure enough, look, he's a political man. He knows he had to be for it. He was for it, and it didn't survive. It is something that is either going to have to be done independently or it's going to have to be done in various states in order to bring it to the point that everybody makes not even a living wage, but an acceptable wage. You know, $15 an hour is not that much anymore. I bought a Coke the other day, and it was over $2. You know, we are now talking about an inflationary spiral, which people deny. They say that we don't have inflation. But I remember when a Coke was a nickel. Of course, I am old, but these things do move along. And $15 an hour for people who have to put food on the table and feed their kids, that is something that is really minimal. I think it'll happen, but it may not happen right away.
Well, answer this one for me, Alan, from the New York Times. Republican leaders firmly oppose President Biden's stimulus plan, but a sizable number of Trump voters support it. Interviews and polls show.
That's right. You got Trump against it. You got Trump out there warning people that he is now going to be the avenging angel. Anybody who supports Biden is going to be on his list of people who will be opposed in primaries or could be opposed in primaries. So you have this interesting thing going where so many Americans want the stimulus program. They're for it, and that includes Republicans and Democrats. But the spineless, feckless, lying people on the Republican side just can't get themselves to oppose this president who they think has the power of political life and death over them. It's that simple.
And they're going to let him speak at CPAC on Sunday.
Well, that's right. Look, now if he says he's going to go, what are they going to say? No, you can't come? Look, if you poll the people in the Republican Party, they like Trump or they love Trump. It's the last bastion against the emerging equality in this country where blacks and Hispanics and poor people have now flexed their muscle and will run the country. I mean, they elected Joe Biden, and that's why Joe Biden does something like support the $15 minimum wage, although I suspect he really does believe in it. But you have to be for it until you say, well, we can't do it. You know, I think this is the coming thing, which is Trump will continue to do what he's been doing all along, to threaten, to bully, to cajole. And it takes a person of real integrity to say no to that.
And if you think about it, those midterm elections aren't that far off. Time is ticking for Biden's administration to get things done, right?
No question. And that's why Biden is now indicating, you know, the gloves are slowly coming off. In the beginning, the guy thought, okay, I can show everybody that we can all get along. Now, not so much. Now he's saying they didn't give us the tools we need to work with in the beginning. That's why we've been slow to take off. He's been taking off the gloves little by little, and he's going to have to because he's dealing with a madman.
Well, perhaps one of the things that may stop, as you say, madman, former President Trump, is the fact that his tax returns are now in the hands of the Manhattan District Attorney, Cy Vance. This is a big case.
We are talking about millions of pages, David. Millions of pages that they have now received. We got a president who is announcing, basically, I'm going to run for president again. There are many people who don't believe he will. I believe that if you take a look at the history of Donald Trump, if he says something, and his relatives always say, if he says something, he means to do it. So will Vance and his crew be able to bring the charges before the presidential race heightens in 4 years? That's where we're going. It is clear that they know what they want. They know what they have to do with Deutsche Bank and all of the other people who gave him the money. The question is, did he lie in order to get the money? And if he did, and it's a felony, he could go to jail. I have been asking politicians and the Democratic side and the Republican side, should Trump go to jail if he is found to have committed a felony? The Democrats are certainly all saying yes.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Well, we made it to another Friday. Everybody stay safe, be vigilant, don't let your guard down, and keep tuned to WAMC. We'll keep you informed. Thanks, Alan.
David, I only can say thank you to you, and I can also say this has not been an easy year, but we're here for everybody, and I know they're here for us, and that's why we're able to make it. All you have to do is go to WAMC.org and put your dollars in.